Porter's first biotech recommendation up 40%. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Why gene silencing will become the best-selling class of drugs over the next two decades inside today's issue essay. Porter's first biotech rec up 40%, money floods into tech and earnings bonanza, private credit only gets worse, chart of the day. Celsius, CELH, today's mailbag. If there was one thing I could do for every single subscriber, I would give you the ability to understand what's happening right now in biotechnology, aka novel drug development. My first recommendation in Porter & Company Biotechnology was up almost 40% this morning on huge volume. I told our subscribers exactly why this would happen 10 days ago. And today I want to tell all of you the entire story, whether you're a partner yet at Porter & Company or not. I mean it when I say, if there was one anything I could do for every subscriber, it's to give you the ability to understand what's happening right now in biotechnology. All you have to do is give me 10 minutes. But I know, for virtually all of you, this is a bridgeway, way too far. There is so much jargon and so many unknowns in biology. There is so much risk. All true. But it is changing. Over the last 20 years, our understanding of human biology has improved by several orders of magnitude. There's one new, well-proven modality in particular that will deliver trillions in profits for investors. And I'm 100% certain you can understand it. It's gene silencing. Its chemistry and mechanism of action were discovered in the late 1990s, and billions have been spent on development since. It is now well proven. It's not hard to understand either. Where the body is malfunctioning, this approach interrupts the cellular mechanisms causing disease. It stops the malfunction at its source. This has the promise of new cures and vastly better cures. The difficulty in this new approach, for more than 20 years, has been delivering the drug to inside the cells, where it silences disease by interfering with RNA. Because these drugs must be delivered inside the cell, the delivery technology must be developed and proven for every type of tissue, which means the developmental timeline for this class of medicine will be decades. The good news, delivery to inside liver cells has been cracked and, for the first time ever, gene silencing medicines are now generating billions in revenue. I call gene silencing my fourth kingdom, out of 11, of drug development. Silence Therapeutics, SLN, is one of four gene silencing companies I recommended to subscribers in the August Porter & Company Biotechnology. This morning, Silence delivered top-line data on its Phase 2 clinical trial, Sonreco, for the developmental drug divesiran, which treats a rare blood cancer, polycythemia vera, PV. SLN is now trading around $16, up 38% on 12.8 times average volume. As we wrote in our launch issue earlier this month, we believe gene silencing, using RNA interference, will become the next major modality across biotech and will emerge, much as fully human monoclonal antibodies did in the 2010s, as one of the best investments in the world. For those new to our work, RNA interference is a natural cellular process, discovered in worms, where short pieces of double-stranded RNA, siRNA, latch onto a specific messenger RNA, mRNA, and tell the cell to shred it before it can be translated into a protein. If you can pick which mRNA to destroy, you can turn off any disease-causing gene in the body. This approach has been proven commercially by Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, ALNY, with drugs like Amvuttra. Silence Therapeutics owns its own independent siRNA chemistry patents, Marni Gold, which gave it a legal path to develop liver-targeted siRNAs while avoiding Alnylam's patents. PV is a rare blood cancer where the marrow makes too many red cells. Today's treatment is repeated phlebotomies, bleeding patients like it's 1780. Divesiran restricts the iron supply the marrow needs, starving the disease of its raw material. Phase I essentially eliminated phlebotomies, but Phase II was the real test. Silence enrolled 48 patients, all of them dependent on regular phlebotomy, and randomly assigned them to receive divesiran or a placebo in a double-blinded trial. Divesiran was given as a 6 mg injection under the skin, on one of two schedules, every 6 weeks or every 12 weeks. The measure of success was harsh. To count as a responder, a patient had to keep their hematocrit, the concentration of red cells in the blood, under 45% and require zero rescue phlebotomies. One bleed and the patient was out. Divesiran cleared the bar, strongly. 88% of divesiran patients responded, against 19% on placebo. And both dosing schedules worked. The every 6-week arm produced a 93.8% response rate. The every 12-week arm produced 81.3%. A drug that only requires 4 injections a year that's delivering better than 8 out of 10 patients into full disease control will become a strong chronic therapy franchise. Patient-reported symptom scores on the MPN-SOF scale improved, meaning patients actually felt better, not only that their labs looked better. Safety was clean. Silence now plans to start a Phase 3 trial in PV, testing the every 12-week schedule against placebo, in the first half of 2027. But that's not what matters. This is only the first step toward developing what will become the best-selling drug in history. Sanreco proved that Silence's platform can durably and safely silence a human liver gene, with a dosing schedule as long as 12 weeks between injections, in a randomized, placebo-controlled, blinded trial. Divesiran silences a gene called TMPRSS6 in the bone marrow's iron supply chain. While that's critical to people with PV, for investors there are much, much more valuable liver genes to silence. Zerlasiran, Silence's next drug, silences lipoprotein, A, LPA, which is a liver gene that makes a nasty variant of LDL cholesterol that's believed to be a major risk factor for cardiac events. Your LPA levels are set almost entirely by the LPA gene you inherit from your parents. Diet doesn't move it. Exercise doesn't move it. Statins don't move it. Roughly 1 in 5 people worldwide, about 1.5 billion of us, are born with high LPA, and high LPA is one of the strongest independent genetic risk factors known for heart attack, stroke, and aortic valve disease. Until now, there has been no approved drug that lowers it. That is why every large pharmaceutical company with a cardiovascular franchise, Novartis, NVS, Amgen, AMGN, Eli Lilly, LLY, Merck, MRK, is either running or funding an LPA-lowering trial right now. Zerlasiran is Silence's shot at that prize. It uses the same Cirna chemistry Sanreco just validated, delivered by the same liver-targeting sugar tag, on the same infrequent dosing schedule that Silence's Phase 2 data now proves works in humans. The first of this new class of LPA-targeting drugs will report pivotal Phase 3 data this fall and could be on the market as soon as 2028. Our subscribers know who owns it and how to invest in it. I hope all of you will join us. Silence has now proven that its chemistry can deliver safe, durable gene silencing at a commercially viable dosing schedule. That means it's now in the race for what will likely be a best-selling class of drugs for the next 2 decades. Tell me what you think of today's Daily Journal. PorterStansberryDirect@gmail.com. Good investing. F. Porter Stansberry Stevenson, Maryland. Presented by The Golden Portfolio. 3 things to know before we go. 1. Investors are putting money into technology funds at an unprecedented rate. Bank of America says tech fund inflows are on pace to reach $216 billion by the end of 2026. This would be nearly 3x more than the previous record of $75 billion set last year. 2. Corporate profits are growing at the fastest rate since 2021, with 88% of the S&P 500 reported. Q2 S&P 500 earnings are up a massive 50.4% from a year ago. Alphabet, GOOG, and Amazon, AMZN, did contribute unusually large gains from investments they hold, but exclude both, and growth is still 32.0%, more than double the 15.2% 5-year average. Revenue, which no investment markup can touch, grew 15.0% versus an 8.8% average, and net profit margin reached 16.9%, a record going back to 2009. In total, 10 of 11 sectors have posted earnings growth, with 8 up double digits. 3. BlackRock's private credit woes. One of the asset manager's main private credit vehicles, TCP Capital, TCPC, announced a major restructuring transaction alongside the parent company's Q2 earnings report. The fund sold 95% of its equity interest in a vehicle holding $523 million in loans across 78 portfolio companies at 95% of book value. The end result was a 10.4% hit to TCPC's net asset value, which was already marked down 19% in January, followed by another 5% in May. The rapid drop in TCPC's asset valuation reflects the broader stress across the private credit landscape, and likely won't be the last such case. Chart of the day. Celsius, CELH. Shares of Celsius, CELH, fell 18% on a Q2 earnings miss, then jumped 12% on news that Rockstar founder Russ Savage had disclosed a 4.7% stake and was calling for the CEO's removal. Mailbag on Friday, Jeffrey Morris provided insights into big tech's big AI build-out and how it's dramatically changing their accounting. Great explanation, Bill T. writes. Really great explanation of the predicament these big technology companies are in, having to spend so much to keep up in this AI race. Thank you, Bugles. Horace R. writes, happy to say that I have a ton of Bugles. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue.